Man, what's good, y'all? Been a minute. Last time we talked about that Dallas business owner, right? That black business owner that was like, look, man, there's going to be no twerking. You take that shit to Pink. You take that to the whatever. You know, he cursed out the black patrons. Come to find out, I saw a little update on the 5150 show with Corey Holcomb. Really, it's Corey Holcomb's YouTube channel where they were talking about the news. And they said that the owner has been getting more business. And not only that, he put up a dress code. And, you know, like, it's kind of no different from Lucky Strike. Like I said, I saw what he did. You know what I mean? I was like, nah, I'm cool. I ain't patronizing no business like that, because you can't name a place where, you know, any kind of white owner is going to talk to some white people like that. That's just not going to happen. They're not going to accept to be talking down to like that. But black people, it's like old girl on Champagne Shark said. It's like, dude, we're so used to white people. We're so used to white people talking bad on us or talking down on us that we feel like, yeah, you know, if we do it to each other, that's how we're going to get respect amongst each other. And it's like, no, I'm not about to talk down on no black person like that. Not a black crowd of people that didn't do nothing. You know, that's just my take. But I had to get that off because I heard he implemented a dress code. But in other news, I wanted to talk about that Vlad TV. Vlad TV is trending, or was trending last night, after it was revealed that the FBI was using Vlad TV interviews to lock people up, right? It's been revealed, and the internet kind of discovered it right after Casanova had got indicted on these charges. Make no mistake, you know, the guy was going to get indicted based on the information that's coming out. Like, there's information coming out via DJ Academics. He put out a video where he was talking about Casanova was allegedly sending out orders to these gang members to go sell drugs online, you know, through Instagram message. You know, the FBI pretty much put out a search warrant to Instagram, unbeknownst to Casanova, two times, and they were getting all his DMs, all of that stuff. You know, that's why I'm very careful what I say in the DMs. And sometimes I got to check my homeboy, like, hey, no, bro, let's not talk about that online, bro, because the thing is, anything that you say online will be pulled up at some point, you know, whether, you know, you die or something, you just suddenly get in a car crash, and a motherfucker just go through your phone, and they see all the stuff that you're writing in your DMs and all that, you know, whether it's, you know, that somebody's like a CIA or FBI, you know, you put out some, it's certain words that you say that kind of, any words that you use online, it kind of pings the CIA or the FBI's interest. When you put in certain searches on Google search, you know what I mean? Like, if you go on Google search and you put up how to clean blood, you know what I mean? you know what I'm trying to say. If you start putting in certain stuff on Google, if you start putting certain stuff on the internet, people, specifically the CIA and the FBI, it's like, that cues their interest. They're like, oh, okay. I mean, that piques their interest. They're like, man, who's that? What's going on? So the more suspect activity that you do online, the more of a case that they have. So it wasn't solely just Vlad. But the thing, the whole reason why he was trending was, it was like, dude, when are you guys going to see that Vlad is the ops? You know, like, Vlad is the feds. People have been saying it for years. You know, there's an interview with Little Baby that's kind of circulating. There's another interview with Pee Wee Longway that's circulating. I think Ty Dolla $ign did a good job when he went on Vlad, back when I was watching Vlad. And Ty Dolla $ign was like, no, I'm not speaking on no gang activity. I'm not speaking on no, none of that, right? So, a couple, you know, it's a few rappers. I believe Mac 10. Mac 10 was probably my favorite interview because Mac 10 wasn't saying anything. He wasn't speaking on nobody. He wasn't speaking on nobody disrespectfully. He wasn't speaking on no street crime, no street activity. He's a very, very low-key dude. And you could tell by the way he answers it, everything. He's like a G. He's not going to be speaking on certain stuff. Well, the problem is some of these rappers are going on Vlad TV and, you know, they're like, oh, Vlad is cool. I like Vlad. Vlad is, you know, he has the yo-yo-yo kind of white guy. You know, hey, man, I seen your interviews. I kind of was a nobody. And I used to want to sit on Vlad's couch and get interviewed because that's where all the rappers and celebrities were kind of going. I mean, there's even interviews of Cardi B before she really blew up, when she was just a love and hip hop reality show star before she was even a rapper, and her music got popping. There's like Vlad TV interviews of her. Just she didn't have the money she had. You could tell she didn't have the money that she has now. But what Vlad likes to do, he likes to get these rappers on his show, and he likes to ask these questions questions that are like very police. I forgot who else checked them. I think Benny the Butcher was, you know, he's a real street dude from Buffalo, New York. I think Benny the Butcher was calling him out like, man, what's up with all these police ask questions? And it's been a few rappers that kind of called him out. I believe Sue Surf. Yeah, am I mixing Benny the Butcher with Sue Surf? Sue Surf is a battle rapper from New Jersey. A Crip, you know, this battle rapper Crip from New Jersey. And Sue Surf was getting agitated with some of the questions that Vlad was asking, because Vlad, he asked these questions like it's a fetish to him. Like, he wants to know about your street life. Like, he's really into this. You know, you could tell he watches all the street gang videos. He watches all the Kev Mac videos. He gets the same guests as other platforms. So he follows all of these blackity black platforms. You know, he follows Comedy Hype. He follows all of these different platforms where people are kind of... He follows, that Bomb First on YouTube, where Reggie Wright Sr. He follows all of these different trending things within the black community, because he knows that a lot of his subscribers and people that watch his show are black people. But he knows there's a segment of white people that are... there's a lot of white people that subscribe to him that are very interested in these negative, stereotypical street stories about how he grew up. You know, he might ask a guy, hey, man, did you have both parents? You know, it's racist off top, him asking that question. You know, to automatically assume that because a rapper is a gangster rapper, or he a street guy or something like that, that he didn't have both parents in the house. So he'll start off asking the question, oh, was it just your mom? It was only your mom to raise you? You didn't have a father? And the guys will be like, oh, yeah, I had a father. Or, no, my father was locked up. I went through foster care. And then he'll say, well, what was that like? And did you join any gangs? I saw that on your record you had a fight with somebody from the Nazi, da-da-da-da. And he's like, how did you find out? Like, Little Baby was like, how did you find out that I got into a fight with a Nazi. How did you find that out? Like, I never, he's like, oh, well, you kind of volunteered that information on something else. And he was looking like, dog, like, how did you find that out? You know what I'm saying? Because that's not something that I just walk around gloating about or talking about. So this you know, he goes on these things where he's like really researching the rappers. He's going on all of these grimy YouTube channels. He's going on all of these platforms that don't usually get a lot of views. And he'll go there to kind of see who's the next rapper, who's the next trending rapper. And he asks all of these questions that are, it's like he fetishizes the street life. Like, man, wow, I saw that you got shot 11 times, man. They had to remove a lung in just the time they gave you a new lung. And I mean, how does that feel? It's like nobody really wants to talk about that once they get to a certain level of success. They don't want to talk about homies dying in their arms. They don't want to talk about innocent people that may have got killed by stray bullets or people that have got shot. They don't want to talk about that shit. That's like, come on. But in addition to these rappers who are already being tracked, watched, followed, and you know, the FBI, you know, these hip-hop cops kind of watching these rappers at everything that they do, man. It's like, these rappers don't help themselves by going on Vlad TV and just volunteering so much information. You know, these are the same things where it's like, I've seen this with DJ Academics' channel. DJ Academics can post the same thing that DJ Vlad posts, but rappers will automatically be upset with Academics, and they won't say a fucking word to Vlad. They'll be like, oh, no, Vlad's my man. But when it comes to DJ Academics, it's automatically like, oh, man, you know, you're a rat, you're a snitch, you hang with Tekashi. You a buster, da 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 da. And Vlad may have 20 informants come on his show. He's had plenty of FBI informants that he's cool with, like, come on his show. And these guys used to be a part of the mafia. These guys used to be a part of the Italian mob. Some of these dudes just ratted out on so many people. And they go on Vlad TV and they kind of just like, yeah, you know, this is what happened. You know, don't forget this guy had the killer of Bankroll Fresh on his show. And I don't even think it was a year after it happened. And the guy was kind of boasting and bragging about how he killed Bankroll Fresh. All right? So it was found that the guy was committing self-defense. But at the same time, you know, to a hip-hop community that was really fresh off of mourning Bankroll Fresh, that's not something they want to hear. It's just the same thing with King Von. It's like, you shouldn't go after Lil Tim or whoever the accused killer is of King Von. You shouldn't have this guy on your platform when you had all of these Chicago rappers kind of bigging you up and giving you love to a point where other Chicago rappers feel like they could come on your show and they could kind of give their point of view. So it's like, I see Vlad do some instigating, grimy, or shit that's even 12 times worse than DJ Academics, but they tend to give DJ Vlad a pass because he's white. And that's not to say that DJ Academics is without sin. You know, DJ Academics does have some flaws. Like, he does do some crafty, funny style, you know, snake type shit. But for the most part, when he's delivering his news, he's giving you the news straight up. There's never no, like, he's not lying, or if he fucks up on his reporting, he's the first to apologize. That's something Vlad won't do. Vlad won't apologize for his mistakes or something he got incorrect. Right? So, You know, you can't really tell people anything because Vlad has almost 4 million views, if not more. I mean, 4 million subscribers, if not more. People are going to watch Vlad regardless. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, you know, and black people won't see, don't recognize, and won't see that, you know, this dude is pretty much using black people to get views and money. He's a grimy character, but people are still going to watch Vlad TV no matter what. He's still going to bring people on there. He's still going to have people come on there, and he's still going to get his views because he knows that black people don't, you know, they don't demand nothing from Vlad, and they're going to keep going on his show despite so many rappers getting RICO cases. There was a rapper named AR Ab. There's been so many guys getting RICO cases off of going on Vlad TV. I don't understand why some of these managers don't tell these people, like, hey, you know, some of these managers tell these guys, like, hey, dude, it's not a wise decision to go on DJ Vlad, because DJ Vlad is pretty much not your friend, dude. He's, you know, but niggas are gonna be niggas, and I'm out.